And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. I thank you for tuning in. And some of you maybe caught last week's show might be asking, where are you now? Because typically I'm bouncing around in an RV somewhere enjoying the lifestyle. But we just rolled back into Dallas-Fort Worth, my family and I, from Mississippi. If you're new to the show, what are we going to talk about on the program? Well, we're going to talk about investing in residential real estate and how that can get you to your financial freedom. That's the goal. That is the goal, is to get to financial freedom. Though at the start, that may not be your goal. Your goal might be just to create, let's say, a little bit of extra income, some extra spending money. You know, this is a time in our economy right now where a lot of folks could use that. So that could be an extra $500 per month. That might be $1,000. You might build up to $2,000. It's very easy to do. And I'll tell you, I'm always glad to add more cash flow to my portfolio, because every time I do that, the cash flow snowball that we talk about, it just gets bigger and bigger. And if you do that enough times, then you achieve that financial freedom and you can become real estate retired. Doesn't that sound great? Real estate retired. Yeah. Are you with me? Are you ready? Yeah, but are you really? And that's the question. Are you ready? And I mean from a purely practical perspective, have you done the things that you should do to buy that first rental house or to invest passively in your first apartment syndication as an investor? Do you know what those first steps are? Do you know what some of the recurring steps are, things that you need to watch out for on a regular basis, let's say? Well, if you're new to the program, no, I don't expect that you know that. And that's okay if you don't. These are all things that you can learn. And we're going to talk through some of those today. That's what I want to kind of go through with you is, well, Scout's motto, be prepared, right? I'm in my 50s now, got a 7-year-old coming up behind me here, right? Boy Scouts, be prepared. But what about Houston? I just mentioned Houston. What's going on down there? Why would I want to be in Houston this coming week? Well, let me ask you this. If you're new to the show, you may not have heard of this. If you've been listening for a while, have you heard us talk about our case studies? Or maybe you've heard us talk about the Financial Freedom Seminar. Commonly, we call that our 2-day. Well, get this. Lifestyles Unlimited has been doing case studies and the 2-day seminar for decades now. Decades. In fact, Lifestyles Unlimited turns 34 this month. Yeah, September is our birthday month. That's right. 34 years as an organization. That is a long track record. 34 years teaching you how to successfully invest in real estate, how to invest in both single family houses and apartments to get to that financial freedom. So when it comes to being prepared, Lifestyles has a long track record. And Lifestyles Unlimited teaches you how to do, it teaches you all the things that you need to know. Starting at the 2-day financial freedom seminar, right? Day one, all about houses, how to invest in rental houses. Day two, all about apartments, whether you want to invest as a syndicator, what we call a lead, or do it on your own, or invest passively. Of course, even before you go to that 2-day financial freedom seminar, if you need proof of concept, what we do is our case studies. And at the case studies, we just bring regular members onto the stage. We do these monthly in various markets, and they get up there and typically we have a single family investor that's just done their first deal. And then we have a second investor that's a single family investor that has maybe 5, 10, 20 houses. They'll talk about their success, their track record. And then we bring up an apartment investor and they present that investment. They talk about the numbers, how they found it, how they did it, their team, all the things that went into that, all the things they did to be prepared, for example. And I'll tell you that it was the case studies that helped me very early on to understand the power that investing in residential real estate gives to normal people. These are regular people like you and me on the stage talking about what they've been able to achieve. Real people, real results. What they're doing, what they've done. So you can see if that guy can do it, I can do it too. Yeah, that's part of the mindset. Yeah, being prepared, getting your mindset in order. And I've been thinking about this lately, being prepared, just recently, in fact, from the perspective of running a road race. You know, years ago, I think it's been about 15, 16, maybe 18 years ago, when I lived in Germany, I ran my first and my only marathon. Yes, I did complete it. No, I did not have a stellar time, but I made it to the finish line. And one thing that helped me there was just proper preparation, being prepared. I trained. I ran regularly in the months ahead of that race, progressively got to where I was running longer and longer distances, longer times. And it helped me with my mindset, got my mindset in order. Mind and body were ready, and I was able to complete that run. Now, fast forward to today, and it's been a long time. I mean, a long time since I've run any kind of road race. Tore the meniscus in my knees multiple times. It's been removed, bone on bone, all that fun stuff. But I've been trying to talk my son. He's seven and a half now. I've been trying to talk him into doing a 5K run with me. In fact, there's one coming up this week, real soon. And I think I finally have gotten his buy-in. He kept telling me maybe. But I heard him the other night talking with his mom and asking her about running this 5K race with dad. I hope we can do it. But here's the thing. For him, no issue. No, he's seven and a half. You put him on a treadmill, the guy's going to run forever, right? But for me now, having attained 50, I've done zero prep, have not run in a long time, bone on bone in my knees, essentially waiting to the last minute. So let me ask you this. Marathon years ago, lots of prep. 5K, which race do you think is going to be the more painful for me? The marathon at 26.2 miles, and for me, I think my time was like 5 hours and some change of running. Or that much shorter 5K, what is that, 3.1 miles, which will actually probably wind up walking quite a bit. I don't really expect my son to run the whole thing. Well, I'll tell you, I was prepared for the marathon, but I've not prepared for 3 miles. And I think this race will be harder on me as a result, just due to the lack of preparation. And that's the point. And I see this all the time in the real estate world, in the investing world. People go out and they buy a rental house and they're not prepared. They're just not ready with the knowledge, with the connections, with the know-how, with the mindset. And for them, the process is not smooth. It is not a good experience, and they may not even complete the project, and they're not able to convert that 5K run into a marathon just due to the pain of the process and the lack of preparation. And I want you to be prepared. I want you to be ready so that you can make this for the long haul. So how do we do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about now is being prepared. And to be prepared, I would tell you, just consider the question words, right? I homeschool my son. These are things we talk about, grammar, right? What are the question words? Who, what, when, where, why? And how, not necessarily in that order. In fact, we're gonna start with how. And I like to start with how because how it essentially answers the question around process. And this is where a lot of people put up mental hurdles because they say to themselves, I don't know how to find a house. I don't know how to renovate a house. I don't know how to finance a house. So learning the hows is essentially learning the process. And I will tell you that in investing in real estate, in order to achieve your financial freedom, it isn't just a 5K jog. It is a marathon, and it's something you do over the long haul. Now, for some people, they're going to run that marathon faster than others. You know, when I ran the marathon over in Germany, this was in Münster, the Münster Marathon. I think, like I said, 5 hours and some change. Somebody finished that thing in 2 hours and whatever, set, you know, X minutes. That's not me, and that's not how I ran my real estate race either. You know, if I look back at my track record over the first handful of years, we bought a couple houses in year one house in year two. That was it. 5 houses in year three. A couple after that, 3 in the next, right? It was kind of staggered. On average, I think we bought maybe 2.5 houses per year for the first handful of years. That's what our capital allowed. That's why when I say a marathon, right, it may take a little bit more time. I do not mean to imply, however, that this is a hard thing to do. You think marathon, you think hard, no way. That's not the case at all. In fact, real estate is easy. We say this all the time. Real estate is easy. People are hard. You are difficult. You make it hard. You put hurdles in your own way, and you don't prepare. And that's really what does lead to some of the difficulties that people experience out there. Just an example, and we'll touch upon what's behind this just a little bit later. But I see this in a lot of groups and a lot of forums online, and I see it posted all the time. Hey, I just got a house under contract, right? In city XYZ, whatever it is. I'm in my option period. Can somebody go by and give me a quote for the floors or the whole rehab, perhaps the whole renovation? Get an estimate. This follows, by the way, under that question, who, when we say who, what, when, where, why, and how. They don't know the who. They're not prepared. They don't know who to send out to get a quote for the carpets or get a quote for the painting or perhaps just use a GC and get a quote from them. They've not prepared. They've not built their team. I see these kind of questions all the time. Hey, I've got a house and I need to get insurance for closing tomorrow. What? You're not prepared. So we help you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We help you with preparation and mindset so that you can get into the race and stay in it for the long haul, so that you get an understanding of the how. And I'm not going to go into detail here. We do that at our two-day financial freedom seminar. We've done that on other shows, by the way. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio tab to get to our podcasts. Go to your favorite podcast app as well. But we get into the how in a lot of detail on a lot of the shows. Things like how to find a house. And I'm focused on the houses here. That's where a lot of people start. But the same applies for apartments. How to find a house. How to get it under contract. How to do your due diligence, meaning how to figure out, is it a good investment or not? How to finance it, how to renovate it, how to refinance, how to lease it, how to manage it, how to dispose of it. We teach you all that at Lifestyles Unlimited. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about apartments just briefly when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Thank you for tuning in today. Hey, if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. If you need to learn or find out how you mentioned that website, how do I get in tune with the case studies, send me an email. Again, that is lukstudy.com, but happy to help you out. Sometimes these things go fast. Sometimes you're driving. Sometimes you're on your bike. I don't know, whatever you're doing, that's fine. Just send me an email if you need to follow up on anything there. I'm always happy to answer those. That is me, Andy, on the other side there. But in terms of being prepared, you know, we're talking about this from the point of view, whether it's investing in a single family house or investing in an apartment, and you could be investing in an apartment as the syndicator, the person that's putting together a syndication. We call those leads at Lifestyles Unlimited. You may be investing as a passive into that syndication, or you might be what we call an IRO, independent rental owner. You're just buying your own apartment community. Well, you need to be ready, don't you think? You're spending a lot of, you're investing a lot of your capital, a lot of your cash, your retirement. And we answer the question, we get prepared rather by thinking about the questions who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I'm starting with how because I think that's commonly where people get hung up and decide they can't do this thing is because they don't know how. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited, again, hitting 34 years. It's what we've been doing for over three decades is teaching you how to invest in that house and how to invest in apartments. I just ran through a really fast list of those hows as we were heading into the break, but maybe it would be helpful for you to understand when it comes to buying, whether houses or apartments, what is it that we're doing? What is it that we're seeking? We're not just going out and paying all cash for a rent-ready house. 200K house, here's my 200K, bam, let's move someone in. Not at all. We make money multiple ways with our houses if you do it right, if you buy right, if you finance it correctly. So what we do is we go out and find, whether it's houses or apartments, we find assets that are distressed. They need work typically, or maybe the seller is distressed for some reason. A lot of apartment investors or syndicators are distressed right now because of how they operated just a handful of years ago. So there's a lot of opportunity in that market right now and coming down the pike. But we find these assets that are distressed, and because they're distressed, we're able to get those at a discount. And we go in with a plan. And our plan is to now renovate these. We've bought them, we've done our due diligence, and we teach you the how to find them, how to get the contract, how to, do you do an option period or not, how to do your due diligence. Now we're going to go in and renovate these, whether it's a house or apartments. Houses, very quick, couple months turnaround, done. Apartments could take quite a long time, depends on, hey, is that 20 units or 200, right? The business plan will vary quite a bit, depending on the size of the property, but houses, very quick. One of the reasons I like these, I can turn them fast, get them rented fast, get that cash flow that we talked about coming in almost immediately. So we're going to renovate that. And by virtue of taking this distressed asset and fixing it up, we add value. and we create value, and that value becomes equity for us. We call that equity capture. So you've already heard me mention two of the ways that we make money: cash flow and equity capture. And these are residential rental properties. We're going to hang on to these for a period of time. And over time, we're going to pay down the mortgage. Our resident is going to pay us their rent, and we use that to pay the mortgage. So we're going to have some equity buildup as the principal gets paid down. Third way we make money, we'll see some appreciation over time as well, and we'll have some tax advantages. If you're thinking apartments, by the way, sixth way, forced appreciation. But again, going back to the how do I find it? How do I renovate it? How do I finance it to buy it? We talk about all that. We have classes, very specific classes on each part of the process, whether houses or apartments. Buy with hard money. What's that? We talk about that. How to refinance out of hard money into long-term conventional debt when you're done with that house, fixing it up. How do I lease it? Whether houses or apartments, same applies. How do I manage through that hold period? We're going to teach all that. Now, if you're specifically looking at apartments and you're specifically thinking about investing as a passive investor, great for those of you that are working 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week or more and don't have time. Think about becoming a passive investor. But you need to learn the hows here as well and be prepared. How do I meet and interview and learn if that syndicator, that lead investor, is a good match for me? We have classes on that. How do I read a private placement memorandum? That's basically the marketing material that lead will present. And how do I read the business plan for that syndication to make sure it fits my goals? How do I act in a safe way when it comes to then transferring money? That's a big topic these days, right? There's a lot of fraud out there. It's a conversation we have regularly. How do I do this safely? And how do I be a good passive and ask questions appropriately, read reports, etc.? All that how is process. That's stuff you can learn, and that's stuff we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. But you do want to get an education first, or at least start working on it so that you can be prepared. And that two-day financial freedom seminar that I mentioned earlier, that is absolutely hands down one of the best places to start. You will come away from that with your brain full and aching and so much information. I can't even remember it all, but the good news is you can come back again next month. You can come back and do the online version. You can come back as many times as you need to make sure you're learning and holding that information that you need to be prepared. Okay. So that's the how. What question word might come next? I think why. I think it's important to know why you're doing this thing. Even if you know how, if you don't know why, that may take you in the wrong direction. It's figuring out your why, and that will also drive the what and the where. So why are you investing? You're listening to me right now. Why would you like to buy a rental house? Is it just to do it? Is it because I want to create that cash flow because I need that extra spending money right now with the economy the way it is, inflation, etc.? Or is it wealth? I've got grandkids and I want to create a big bucket of wealth that I can pass to them when I move on. So why are you investing? Is it the cash flow that we talked about earlier, or is it building wealth, or is it both? Yeah, you can do both. We make money multiple ways on our houses and our apartments, and we typically see both, in fact. But spend some time here. That why is hugely important. And we do have mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited and consultants that spend time with you, especially when you first become a member, because this is what you're trying to sort out. And they sit with you and they look at they'll help you put together your personal financial statement so you know what your starting point is. What kind of capital, what kind of financial firepower do I have? What can I do? What is my job situation? This is a conversation my wife and I had with our mentor day one. After becoming members, and we figured out that, you know, really our first goal, our first why, is to get my wife out of her terrible, terrible job. So we needed cash flow to replace her income. So we went down that route with houses because, like I said a moment ago, couple months, bam, cash flow in place. Go do the next one, bam, cash flow in place, doubled, tripled, quadrupled, replaced her income, she's out. So you need to figure out that why. And those mentors, those consultants, they help you. Because I'll tell you, people don't always have a clear vision, and that's okay. Now that why, once you figure that out, that's going to drive the what and the where. What are we going to invest in and where? Is it that what? Is it houses or apartments? Again, with our example, we knew we needed cash flow to get my wife out of her job. And that spoke to, and quickly did in 3 years, that spoke to investing in houses. So that's what we did. But then the question continues, what houses, great. Well, what kind of returns do I want to see in that particular investment? And over what period of time? What kind of cash flow? What kind of equity capture? If it's apartments, again, going back to something we said a moment ago, do I want to be that lead, that syndicator? Do I want to buy my own apartments or maybe invest just passively? Right? There are four different tracks, you might say, that you could follow. And understanding your goals, understanding the why you are doing this is hugely important, because that does drive the what, which are those apartments or houses. And we talked about the what already, and we talked about houses, and it drives the where as well. And commonly, by the way, if I think about whether houses or apartments, I'm going to be asking, I want to identify, what is my, am I investing for cash flow? And if so, what is the return? What do I need to see? Is it 6%? Is it 8%? Is it 20%? Cash on cash? What is my maximum cash out of pocket? Can I, whether it's a passive investment or houses? Is it 25K? Is it 50? What can I spend? What am I willing to spend? And you might think about things as well when I think about what, the age of the property, the level of rehab, and so on. That's the what. The where is important as well. Where do I want to invest? And boy, I'll tell you, birthday month this month for Lifestyles Unlimited, if you go back 3+ decades ago, that was Houston. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded in Houston. Huge membership base there. Huge area, huge geographical area in and around Houston where you can invest. That's where it was. That's where it started. And it grew up to my area, Dallas, Fort Worth. It grew over to Central Texas, Austin, San Antonio, all across Texas now. And then out of the state. I mentioned a moment ago, Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a brick and mortar office there. Lifestyles Realty is represented in a number of states across the country. So the where has almost become harder to answer, because I have a lot of options. I have a lot of opportunity. Now, if you're, let's say you're in California, I'll tell you where you do not invest is in California. Prices are high, is not friendly to rental owners. Your returns are not going to be terribly great. A lot of people buy there and speculate on appreciation, and that's it. They're making money one way, if that. So typically investors in California are looking somewhere else. So where might they go? Obviously Houston. As a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you'd look at Houston for sure. Great market. San Antonio, Dallas-Fort Worth area, Waco. Got a lot of investors in Waco at the moment. That's Texas, but why stick around in Texas? We've got realty up in Kansas City, Missouri. A lot of investors I know from California doing great in that market. Or you might go east, farther east, eastern Tennessee. Good buddy of mine here, he's worked doing a deal in Knoxville. Know another guy in Chattanooga, that eastern little area there, doing great. From Nashville east, a lot of members active there. Or you might go even farther east to the Atlantic coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. We've got realty in all those states. We've got members investing in all those states, whether houses or apartments. You'll find all of that. So the where, you've got a ton of options. You just need to ask yourself, where I sit now, does it work? This is why you want to identify the why first. Why am I doing this? Is it cash flow? Is it wealth building? What are those numbers behind that in terms of returns, right? Am I going to be able to invest for 25K out of pocket in California? No. Am I going to see a 10% cash on cash return? No. Well, if I go on over to Houston, Texas, or Macon, Georgia, will I see that? Yeah, you will. So you need to look at your market or your target markets and find out if they then align with your goals. And I typically approach this thinking about houses, but if you're investing as a passive investor in apartments, this is a really good way to become geographically diverse. You can invest in an apartment community in Houston, one in San Antonio, one in the Dallas area, let's say Arlington down by the ballpark, up in Speedway, Indiana, over in Cincinnati, Ohio, over in Raleigh, North Carolina. I know investors investing in all of these markets, Atlanta, Georgia. So you've got a really good option to, if geographical diversity is your goal, is part of your why, driving your where, it's very easy. It's very easy to achieve that diversity. Now, we've talked about the how, the why, the what, the where. Very, very hugely important question word when it comes to being prepared is who. And this is probably more common than anything else. I think this is probably the most common place where I see non-Lifestyles Unlimited investors. Let me stress that. People who are not members at Lifestyles Unlimited. This is where I see them stressing out, because they've not prepared. They've not built that team. They've got a house under contract, or worse, they've closed on it, and they're still trying to put together their team to go in and renovate, putting the cart very much before the horse. And we talk about this exhaustively at Lifestyles Unlimited, and that's a good thing, because you have to have a team built. You want, in fact, we've got this great document. I've got it right here in front of me. It's our timeline checklist. This is for houses. Many, many pages, and it talks about what to do at each stage of the process. Again, this is the how, what you should do before a house is under contract, identifying your strategy, etc. But very important point very early on is identifying your team. Who is on your team? Who is your insurance agent? I see this all the time. People wait to the last minute. I hard money lender, a buddy of mine, tells me this is where things get hung up so often because people are not prepared. They don't know who that insurance representative is going to be. They've not gotten that quote. They're trying to get to the finish line to close on that property without insurance. They haven't put the who together. So you need, who do you need to find? Let's talk about that insurance agent I just mentioned, your lender, right? When you think about the Lifestyles Unlimited process, like I mentioned, we're buying houses that need work. And we're financing those, typically using hard money. So I need to find that hard money lender or that private money lender to help me buy that property. I can't typically buy with conventional lending because the condition of the property does not allow it. Regular lenders, Wells Fargo, your big box banks, not going to lend on the houses that we buy. So you use that private money, that hard money. So who's that lender? And when you do the renovations, you're going to refinance into long-term debt. Who's that lender? Those could be the same people, the same businesses. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. We do have Lifestyles Finance, by the way, in-house as well, that handles both of those. But you need your lenders in place. And it's a renovation project. Who's going to do the work? This is where I commonly see problems as well. People are not ready with a general contractor if they're going to use a general contractor. Or if you choose to manage the process yourself, you can. I'd say if it's your first one to maybe even 10 deals, don't do that. But if you do manage it yourself, well, you need to have an electrician, a plumber, AC, HVAC company, roofer, foundation company here in Texas, somebody that's going to do all the cosmetic stuff, the flooring, hang up the lights, right? Check the outlets, replace those if needed, all that stuff. Who's going to do the renovations? Who's going to handle the management then when you get it ready to lease? Are you going to go out and find the resident or are you going to hire that out? Who's that agent? Who's that property management company? So who will be by your side? That's a very important question to ask. And we focus on this very, very early in your education because it is hugely important. And if you are in California investing out of state, it becomes even more important because you're relying so much more on that team. So we help you learn how to do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, we've got our vendor marketplace where we have vendors available you can use. You don't have to, of course. And then when you come out to that case study that I mentioned, those vendors will be there as well. So you can meet them, ask questions. Where do you go? What do you do? Etc. But do not neglect who. You need to be prepared. And that leads me to the last question word. When? When should I invest? Should things are looking sketchy out there? Should I wait to see how the presidential election shakes out? Maybe I should wait. Should I wait to see if the Federal Reserve cuts rates again? How low will they go? Should I wait for a housing crash, perhaps, get those better deals? Well, I would tell you none of the above. The when is now. The when is now. In fact, the most common regret, ask any real estate investor out there, most common regret is, well, I should have started a decade ago or two decades ago. Wish I had done it sooner. Because we make our economies as investors. When we follow the Lifestyles Unlimited model and we're buying right and buying at a discount, we can invest in any part of the market cycle. So when? That question is the easy one. The answer is now. But to everything else, you do need to be prepared. You need to answer those W questions. How? Yeah, I know it doesn't start with a W, but it's got a W. The how, the why, the what, and the where, and the who. Like we said, the when is now. And speaking of now, do it now. Del Walmsley, he is presenting at the case study in Houston on Thursday, September 5th. You can go to lucasestudy.com to register, both for the in-person session as well as the live stream option. And Dell's going to be teaching at the two-day, the Financial Freedom Seminar, on Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th in Houston. You can text RADIO to 88007 to learn more and register for that. When should you do that? Well, the sooner the better. I don't know how, you know, is there a maximum capacity could fill up? So do it and do it now. And this will help you start to begin preparing for your future, whether that's buying your first single-family house or planning to buy 10 this coming year, invest in your first passive syndication in apartments. Doesn't matter, but you do need to be prepared with education and answering those questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Yeah, thank you for tuning in today. Remember, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.